You said currently it's owned by the HOA, but it's being run by whom again?
Ozarks. Ozarks Environmental Services, the operations company that operates water and sewer, or yeah, water, drinking water.
You said they're not capable of doing what needs to be done?
The facility needs an upgrade to meet ammonia limits, so someone's going to have to fund that. And the plan has been to take it over because they didn't want to be in the sewer business to begin with. And for the district to own and operate it and upgrade it.
The developers who originally put it in?
I'm sorry?
Is the developer who originally put it in?
The developer originally built it, yes.
So the developer,
and I don't believe they had as strict an ammonia limit at that time. The permit, I believe, has changed over the years. The permits are typically every 5 years, and I believe it's changed and gotten more stringent.
What's Ozarks Environmental Services think of us taking business away from them? I'm just asking.
They've contacted us. They're not happy about it, but it was not in compliance with. A couple of citizens have also contacted us, or contacted me, wanting the county to. They thought that it was going to be done, the county's going to take it, and I said there's some legal matters that in regard to dealing with the city of Branson, and it's kind of like a.
They want us to take it so that way we can use the sales tax dollars for it, as opposed to them having to raise HOA fees to pay for it?
There is, I would say, that some desire. They have built up an account from connections over the years. And the last time I spoke to them, it was somewhere around $90,000. And so that's just strictly sewer money that would transfer with the facility, and that would be used for the improvements. Now, I would anticipate needing to use some sewer sales tax dollars as well.
So how much of the improvement's going to be roughly, do you know?
I've always had the idea around $150,000. And I think with our experience at Lakeway, that MBBR piece of equipment is much cheaper than that. But there also is a problem with the collection system out there. The developer actually built two treatment facilities out there, and there was an issue with build out or something on one of the first phases, and he reversed the flow and shut off the one plant. Down on Southwoods Way, I believe, reverse the flow up the hill. So those people have experienced pump problems because it's really the pumps that they had installed originally can't overcome the head pumping back up that big hill. And so some people have installed some new pumps, but we would look at that situation also. There may be a need to spend some dollars to improve that situation, alleviate that.
Do you know what their monthly fee is right now?
Their monthly sewer bill?
Yeah.
I believe it's $40.
And county sewer bill is roughly
$37.50.
Roughly $40 also.
Yes. They charge a connection fee out there, I think, of $3,000. Ours is $1,500. They have built up a decent savings that at least our talks today have been with that money to transfer with the system using for improvements.
Is Ozarks Environmental Services aware of this meeting? I mean, I'm just making sure that we're not.
They are aware. They
are they aware of this meeting today?
Oh. He gets a copy of it. How's it posted?
Addendum to the amended sewer services and exclusive territorial agreement.
I can't answer that.
I'd hate to do that and then
we
not.
We had approved to take it over some time ago.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that we had. I had a visitor, and I think he visited Commissioner Schofield also, and he expressed not wanting to lose any business or anything. I didn't know at the time that they were in non-compliance with the DNR at the time. And then within that week, I got an email stating, well, you already approved it, you've already taken it over. Then I never heard any more from him, and I didn't. We so went back and it was discussed and approved.
Yeah, and this won't happen, next week. This is what I'm asking today and what I'll be asking my board next week is to approve this agreement to amend whatever.
This is taking it away from City of Branson.
Yeah, what used to be called
jurisdiction or whatever.
That's right. Everybody called it Bee Creek Agreement.
Well, why would? And I'm just asking. So don't. Why would we not? Why would we put it under the districts? Is the district considered a governmental body, or is the voters having elected representatives being the government? Does it need to be in the county and not in the district's name? I guess is my question. Because the way the paperwork's written currently, it says to take it out of one government entity.
Why was this? I forgot. I at one time I knew that. Why was the City of Branson not maintaining it? Why were they having to?
Well, what I understand is back in the early 2000s, this agreement, this addendum before you today talks about that, has an exhibit that says the, I believe it was from 2000 or 2002, the City of Branson was granted the sole governmental authority for sewer services in the Bee Creek watershed. They talked about the Table Rock Acres sewer project, and they included the Emery Creek watershed. And I think the feeling at the time was that Branson was going to eventually grow out to that area. And since then, we've talked to Branson, and they feel that their growth for their city limits is going to stop at the Highwood. It's kind of essentially where it's at least on a couple points. It doesn't span the entire width of the high road east to west from 65 to the Western County line. But they've said, you know, we don't feel that we're going to grow past the high road. We feel that the sewer district would be the better entity to oversee that area for sewer services.
So when the subdivision was created itself, am I correct in thinking that the developer made an agreement with the City of Branson? No?
No, and so this all stemmed from the master plan that was completed in 2000 and the Bee Creek sewer project that was being planned back during that time. There was an agreement in 2000 created that, again, is an exhibit to this. And it talks about doing the Bee Creek project, which was a large, large project. I just said we're still paying on those bonds for another year or so. And so that was the thought, was the planning and the thought process to get Bee Creek watershed sewer. There was the Table Rock Acres project over on off of Fall Creek for 165 that was a smaller project, but still in Branson's kind of territory, even though it was out of the county. And then they thought they were going to grow out into the Amber Creek watershed. So they were granted that sole governmental authority for sewer services in Amber Creek. And then since that time, it's changed. And the HOA's come to us several years ago, said, you know, would you be interested in taking this over? We don't want to be in the sewer business. And what we had to do, because Branson was granted that authority for the Emery Creek watershed, is we've had to amend it.
And then did Branson just allow the HOA to contract out who they wanted to contract out with?
Yeah, they...
Because the contract says that Branson is the sole service provider, so my thought there was Branson would have to be the one to do it unless they allowed...
My understanding, Branson's probably never been asked, or they shouldn't say been asked, never tried to...
Enforce
any authority at all. I don't think they had a desire to. I think the thought for Emery Creek was just that the city probably will grow out there in the future. At the time, that's what the leaders thought, and then over time, I think that's changed.
The so, south of Highway 465.
That's going to be like the school in that area.
Okay, right. So that's in the city limits then. That's why.
It's not all in the city limits.
I said part of it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's why they...
If you look on one of those exhibits, it's be Exhibit 4. That map delineates in red the service boundary that they're wanting, as they're wanting to amend it, and it includes the shaded area, which is the city limits. So, I mean, it's reasonable for them to have that urban service boundary. And I did a little estimate. The old urban service boundary map was a real old clawed map. It's kind of hard to see, but I did my best. So there was a piece out in Stone County. And there was just Emery Creek piece and a little bit that east of 65 there. You can look this closer if you want.
That's what you sent us, isn't it?
That is what's being proposed as the new urban service boundary. And so the old one included Emery Creek, and now we're removing that.
Well, the concerns I'm hearing is not... I would possibly like to see that instead of it going to the district, it going to the county. And then we can delegate to the district. The concerns that I'm hearing from people is we're the elected officials, so they feel like they don't have any representation and nothing can change if the district has it. And so those are the concerns that I'm hearing from a lot of people is we're the ones that are elected, we're the ones that can be unelected or replaced, whereas the board is a lot harder to do that to. And so with those concerns in mind, I'd like to see that it go to the county and not the district. Right. And that's just what I'm hearing from the public.
I understand.
So from all sides, to be honest.
If I could explain it this way, if that 2000 agreement, and then it was amended in 2006, whatever I call it, the Pine Creek agreement, if that had not happened and not granted grants and that authority, we really wouldn't be talking here today. The HOA would have come to us and said, would you take us over?
And without us saying, yeah, you can have the money to do it, you couldn't do it.
That's correct, but those are two separate decisions.
I'm just letting you know that those are the concerns that are voiced to me, and I don't know if they've been voiced to the other two or not.
What was brought to us with Emery Creek on it, it was probably been a couple of months ago, when we approved
the funding agreement,
and it had Emery Creek on it.
It had some dollars in there so we could, do the legal fees. I can't remember exactly how many. I think it might have been only $50,000 just to kind of get a start, make sure we can cover our legal fees, and we might need some engineering getting started and things like that.
If it says to the county, then we need to enter an agreement with the sewer district then, because the sewer district's who needs to maintain it.
Either them or anybody that we choose to do so.
We, as a county, to my knowledge, don't enter into agreements with an outside person to maintain our sewers.
I'm just saying, we enter agreements with outside companies to do stuff all the time, regardless of sewer or any other services. So yes, we have a capable sewer district. But my point is that the concerns that I'm hearing are it takes the power away from the people, and that's something that we do not want to do. Those are the concerns that I hear. Power being given, then we can choose to give it to Billy Bob Sewer Services if they are qualified to do it and so forth. Now, again, can't imagine it being a problem now, but we don't know what's going to happen 10, 15, 20 years from now. And so those are the concerns that I'm hearing is that they don't want anything locked in to where it can't be reversed. Again, I think we have a great administrator. I think we have a great board, but we don't know what happens again in the future. So this protects that and protects the citizens. Because we can always, again, 5-year agreement to allow the sewer district to maintain it, operate it, and give them the funding to do it. 10 years, 5 years. I mean, again, we can do that. But if we just carte blanche give it to them, we can't really take it back if there's ever an issue. So in a sense.
So you're thinking that our sewer district might become out of compliance with DNR, like this.
I'm not talking about coming out of compliance. No. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, as long as they're maintaining it.
As long as they're maintaining. The concerns of citizens are future power grabs by people that are not held accountable to the voters. That's what they're concerned with. Us three, on a 2-year two-year cycle, are replaced. Or can be replaced.
And we appoint the sewer board.
And that's a 5-year appointment, is it not? Again, I'm just telling you what citizens are saying.
Yeah, I think it's coming off from this tier two.
A lot of it is stemming from that, but it's been stuff that's been talked about long before the tier two.
Then if we take it over, if we want to continue into the agreement that they have with the...
We could do that, or we could turn it over to the sewer district. The point is not what we're going to do with it as much as protecting what can happen.
Well,
and we are held more accountable than the sewer board members and the sewer administrator. As far as representing the people, we are the ones that are held accountable to.
I want to be sure the citizens that live there in Emery Creek have a good, well-paying, maintained
I don't disagree with that.
Service system.
I don't disagree with that.